visit of the Marktkirche. Martin Basco, of course, is not only a guide, we'll meet him later on again as a vice director of the Lower Saxony Blind Education Center. But now he told us about the religious life in Hanover, and he'll show us around his beautiful hometown.
On the left hand side, we do have the wall too. And here in the former times, we did have the border of the town of Hanover. It's the rest of the town wall and one of the big towers we did have here at the town of Hanover. And in front of you, where you hear the traffic, there we do have the River Leine. And in the past, we did have the river and then the wall, so that enemies that want to attack the town of Hanover, it was very difficult to attack the town because you have the river and this big wall.
Also wir stehen an einem Rest der Stadtmauer von Hannover mit einem Wachturm, mit einem Befestigungsturm und das Ganze noch durch die Leine zusätzlich gesichert. Also Feinde, die auf Hannover vorrücken wollten, mussten zumindest an dieser Stelle die dicke Stadtmauer und den Fluss Leine überwinden.
So the area is a little bit more high than the area around where we are now. And I told you we do have some problems with the water, and in the former times we did have more problems. So the area of the town of Hanover and the area around has been very often overflowed. And here at this place we did have a sand dune. So the area was higher than the area around and the people were able to build up houses. They were not in fear to be overflowed.
Übrigens, der Name Hannover, das bedeutet nichts anderes als auf einer Sandbank auf einem höheren Punkt liegend.
Ja, hier ist ein starker Mann, der ringt mit einem Löwen. Wenn Sie die Hand ein bisschen nach unten, fühlt man hier so ein bisschen die Löwenmähne, das offene Maul hier, die Zähne. Der reißt das auseinander. Und jetzt frage ich Sie mal, welcher starke Recke hat in der alten Testament der Bibel gegen einen Löwen gerungen? Der Samson. Samson und der Löwe. Und so sind typisch für die Renaissancehäuser hier, wenn Sie weitergehen, verschiedene Reliefdarstellungen, alle unteren Bereich aus dem Alten Testament und im oberen Bereich aus dem Neuen Testament. We are standing in front of the Oscar Winter Fountain. And this fountain was put it here 100 years ago by a rich company here of the town of Hanover. So it was spent to the town of Hanover. And when it was brought here, at midnight, a fairy came to this fountain and put it there, a golden ring. And if you turn this ring, you will have one free wish. It will become true, but you are not allowed to tell somebody else about your wish. And if you want to, you can turn this ring and you do have this wish. You have to go up the stairs and in front of you, you will find the golden ring. If you want to, we can climb up the stairs.
Wir stehen jetzt hier am Leiner Palast, am Leiner Palace.
And this Leiner Palace was built up in the beginning of the 17th century. In the beginning of the, after the 30 years religious war, the Duke of Calenberg, Hannover belonged to his territory, decided to declare Hannover for his capital in the year of 1633. And when the Duke came here, he built up this palace, the Leiner Palace. It's called the Leiner Palace. And the 17th century has been very important for the history of the town of Hannover, because after the Duke George ruled his four sons, and the youngest was married to Sophie von der Pfalz, and she was a niece of the British Queen Anna. And when Anna died in Great Britain without children, the British people looked all over Europe for relatives of the Queen Anna, and they did find here in Hannover her niece. And in the year of 1701, Sophie were to declare to become the Queen of Great Britain, and was a founder of a personal union between Hannover and Great Britain. And so her son went to London as King George I in the year of 1714, and it starts a personal union between Hannover and Great Britain, and so Hannover gets a great influence of the whole British world policy, and that has been one of the most important events in the history of the town of Hannover at all. And this personal union we did have about 120 years since the year 1837. In this year, in Great Britain, Queen Victoria climbed the throne, and for a woman it was not allowed to become the Queen of Hannover, and so the personal union has been divided, and the uncle of Victoria, the Duke of Cumberland, became the King of Hannover. He came here to this palace, and he did have a very famous architect, his name was Laves, and so this palace has been rebuilt. And some other information, the period that Hannover has been a kingdom of its own has been only a short period. So the son of Ernst August fought against the Prussians. In 1866, the Prussians won, and Hannover became the capital of the Prussian province. And to this building, very important for the history of Hannover, the horses. I don't know whether you know the coat of arm. In the coat of arm of Lower Saxony, Hannover is the capital of Lower Saxony, we do have the horse, the jumping horse, and the best horses in the world, jumping horses, are coming here from Hannover. They are called Hannoveraner Pferde. All the world champions, the Olympic champions and so on uses this Hannover horses. From this beginning opened the medical university, the veterinarian university of Hannover, and today we do have the clinic for horses, of course, but we do have there too the greatest, the biggest clinic for cattle all over the world here in the town of Hannover too. And then I told you in the Second World War Hannover has been destroyed for more than 90%, and after the war in the year of 1946 Hannover became the capital of Lower Saxony, and then the parliament took place in this building, in the Leiner Palace, and it's still the parliament building of Lower Saxony today. Okay, and now we will go to our last station, to the Göttinger Sieben. Please follow me and then you are free. Seven professors from the university town of Göttingen, 120 kilometers south from the town of Hannover. Seven professors, and the place where we are standing is called the place of the Göttinger Sieben. So, when Hannover became a kingdom by its own, the King Ernst August closed the parliament and the democratic parliament, and the people feel it like a revolution by the king, a revolution by the top. And the people protested against the king, and the protest was led by seven professors of this university town, Göttingen. They came here to the Leiner Palace, here to the town of Hannover, and two of these professors are well known all over the world, in Belgium, in Spain, in Finland, and other European countries. Do you have an idea? They collected the greatest collection of fairy tales all over the world.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, yeah. The young man from Austria, that's right. That has been the brothers Grimm, and now you are standing here in front of Jakob and Wilhelm Grimm. But it was not a successful protest. They were thrown into prison, and later they left Hannover, and the brothers Grimm went to Berlin, where you are coming from now, because the Prussians and Berlin was more liberal than the Kingdom of Hannover. And that's interesting information too.